Kia ora and welcome back to another episode of Japan Rugby Weekly. I'm Doug the Translator, and I'm back, finally. Just a real quick recap about what's happening in my life, but Ikimashu! Welcome back to another episode of Japan Rugby Weekly. Sorry, hasn't been very weekly recently. Like I said in the intro, just a real quick recap. I'm in Mie just before we take on the Honda Heat in the hotel and have a bit of time to do a little bit of recording, so I brought my recording stuff. The reason why I haven't been able to record recently is had a couple of kids recently, some twins. So yeah, living the dream. But obviously, very busy. Had my mum staying over as well in our very small apartment. So, me and the lovely wife have been staying in the office where I had been doing these podcasts as well. So, and then up until recently, have been doing shifts. So whenever I wasn't in there, sleeping, my wife was in there sleeping kind of thing. So didn't really, even if I had a bit of time, didn't have the facilities to be able to record. Sorry about that. You can probably hear, I sound a bit more dad-ish, a bit more of an adult, it's been a great, great experience, not missing sleep at all, it's, like I said, been a shame, haven't been able to do the podcast, can't promise, when or how often I can do the podcast, but hope I'll be able to keep bringing them to you over the next few weeks as we go into the final stages of the regular season of League One. A few good games over the weekend so far. So just, I guess, quickly going over them, there's only been three in Div 1 at the time of recording. We had Panna with a big win against the Kubota Spears, 55-22. Then a big, big win for the Blue Revs against the struggling Toyota Verbalists, 24-8 in miserable conditions. And then I always talk about game of two halves, but this was a big, big game of two halves. Suntory with a big lead, but coming undone. Kennan coming back in that second half, ending with not an easy kick, but a kick from Tamanayu, in the last play of the game to, come from behind and win 37-35 to, keep them well in the running, for that top four. So, we got Super Rugby on at the moment, which is probably completely different in terms of structure. There's 12 teams, but, 8 of the 12 go into finals for them. But in League One, it's only the top four. So, a few good teams just have to, miss out. And again, this is, before all the teams have played, but at the moment, you've got in the top four, the Wild Knights, the Brave Loopers, who are playing, today against the Black Rams. Then we have Suntory and Cannon Eagles. We also have just 4 points behind the Cannon Eagles, Corbis Steelers, who are playing the Kintetsu Liners. So if they were able to get a bonus point win, they'll jump Cannon into fourth. But still, like I said, very tight there. If Corbis do win, then that would leave a 7-point gap from fifth to sixth in the Kubota Spears, who lost recently. And then behind them, you've got two teams on 24 points, the Blue Revs and the Toyota Verbalists. And then after that, again, all the teams from 9th to 12th haven't played yet today. So, have to wait and see how they go. But at the moment, you've got the Dinoboards, the Black Rams, the Honda Heat, and then the still winless Kintetsu Liners. So they'll be hoping to get a win. Obviously, a tough opposition in Kobe, but Kobe were the only team that they beat in last year's round robin. Strange things have happened. You've got a team like Toyota who, have brought international stars in, have got Steve Hansen there as well, but lost to a spirited Blue Revs who, are missing Quagga Smith. So, anything obviously can happen. Like I said, just about to go to a meeting before our game, so a very, very short one, but mainly just to let you know what I've been up to. And sorry again, I'm not living up to the weekly name at all, but I am alive, still kicking. Thanks for the messages on Instagram asking what's up and everything. And hope I'll be able to keep bringing you guys stuff, but if not, go the mighty Dinoboards and rugby win on the day, game of two halves. Thanks to the ladies in the kitchen, and ikimashu. Arigats. Thanks for listening to another episode of the JRW Podcast. Make sure to rate and share the pod if you enjoy it, And don't forget to use code JRW15 at the ANR Pro checkout for a 15% discount. Arigats, I'll talk to you next week.